Well, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who head for the fields, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. When I say farmer-led organization, that's exactly what I mean. When I say volunteer farmer, that also is exactly what I mean. One of those volunteer farmer leaders is the person who has been the president of the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, Chad Blendower from Mitchell, South Dakota. I bring up Chad because of something he wrote in his president's message in the most recent edition of Emerge. Emerge, by the way, is the quarterly publication put out by South Dakota Corn, and it's a good one. Chad writes about the importance of the ongoing need to tell the story of food production from the farmer's perspective to those who do not live on the land. He writes, getting people to listen to our messages, to consider the facts, and to do some research of their own will not be easy. He goes on to say, and I really like this thought, as the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. However, the horse can't drink if it doesn't have the water. Again, a horse can't drink if it doesn't have the water. Whether it's grocery bills being too high, engines not performing because of ethanol, or ethanol causing high food prices, let's blame the farmers, even if we have no facts to back up the blame game. That's where all of us involved in agriculture come into play. We need to know what we're talking about and not be afraid to talk. We need to remind people that a box of cornflakes contains 10 cents worth of corn. We need to remind folks that NASCAR has made E15 their fuel of choice and they love it. And we need to remind them an Iowa State study found that ethanol reduces wholesale gas prices by over a buck a gallon. These are just a few examples, and there's a lot more. Again, it's our job, those of us who love our state's number one industry, to know of what we speak and to speak as often as necessary. The facts are on our side. It's just as simple as that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you be careful as you head to that field, and thanks a bunch for what you do.